News read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. In Jharkhand, campaigning has reached its peak for the first phase in assembly elections. Star campaigners of both NDA and India bloc are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address two rallies and will hold a roadshow in Jharkhand today. The first election meeting of Prime Minister will be held in Chandipur football ground in Chandankiri Assembly Constituency in Bukharo at 1 p.m. At the second election rally will be at Aerodrome Ground in Garhwa at 3:15 p.m. The PM will also hold roadshow in Ranchi at 5:15 p.m. On the other hand, senior JMM leader Hemant Soren will address a series of meetings at Bhavantpur, Tamar and Kilji, while senior RJD leader Tejasvi Yadav will address people at Hunter Ganj in Chatra. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will release Bharatiya Janata Party's manifesto Sankalp Patra for Maharashtra Assembly elections in Mumbai today. Mr. Shah will also address three rallies in Jalgaon, Buldana and Amravati in North Maharashtra and Vidarbha region. The government also procured over 120 lakh metric tons paddy in Kharif marketing season 2024-25 till Friday and has benefited 6.58 lakh farmers in Punjab with a minimum support price value of 27,995 crore rupees. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs for Food and Public Distribution said that the paddy is being purchased at MSP of 3,220 rupees per quintal as decided by the government for grade A paddy. It added 4,839 millers have applied for shelling of paddy and 4,743 millers have already been allotted work by the Punjab state government. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Parliamentary Affairs Dr. L. Murugan has emphasized the government's efforts to boost the film industry, particularly during the initiatives of the support film production, digital content creation, and investment in media technology. The minister underlined the need to show the country's cultural significance to the world. The minister said that the 55th International Film Festival of India, Film Bazaar 2024, and the World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit will be held between February 5 to 9 next year in New Delhi at Bharat Mandapam. He said that the Waves as an event has been designed to amplify India's standing in the global content ecosystem to attract international investment to the media and entertainment sector. The International Film Festival of India 2024 has announced the launch of Fiesta, a vibrant entertainment extravaganza designed to bring communities together through the magic of films, food, art and interactive experiences. Fiesta will be hosted by the Kala Academy located at the Picture Square, waterfront of Panjim, Goa from the 21st to the 28th of November. In a statement, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting said that this cultural event will feature a wide array of attractions, offering the visitors a chance to explore the vibrant diversity of Indian culture, food, music and cinema. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist was killed in an encounter between the security forces and the terrorists in Sopore town of Baramulla district, while the two to three of the other terrorists were still trapped there. Officials said that the fierce gunfight broke out between the security forces and the terrorists at Rampura locality of Sopore last evening. Following specific inputs about the presence of the terrorists, a joint anti-terror cooperation was also started by the army, the CRPF and the police. As the layers of cordon and research operation were increased, terrorists fired the surrounding forces, triggering an encounter. In cricket, India will take on South Africa in the second match of the four-match T20 series at St. George Park Cricket Ground in South Africa this evening. The visitors are hoping to continue their excellent form in the shortest format. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:30 p.m. at Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.